Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Let's kick this off with a tiny story. Same landing page, two different first click paths. One group came from a comparison ad and clicked See Pricing. The other came from a how-to blog and clicked Start Free Trial. We switched a small content blog to match each intent, nothing heavy. And the micro conversion for the matched clip tripled in 48 hours. It felt like magic, but it was really just context. Today, how to get that magic without building a data lake or breaking privacy.
That example nails the listener challenge. Teams want relevance, but freeze at engineering cost, brand fragmentation, or privacy worries. So our playbook today is pragmatic. What signals matter, how to implement with low dev lift, and how to make sure your brand still sounds like you.
Awesome. I'll start with which session signals actually move the needle. Spoiler, you don't need a CRM-level profile. High-confidence, ephemeral signals are the sweet spot. Referrer and creative UTM, the first-click path within your site, immediate on-page actions, and locale or time of day. Each of those gives a different clue about intent.
Referrer and UTM creative tell you what promise the visitor clicked on. The first-click path, that sequence like pricing, compare, or blog features, reveals behavior intent in session. On-page actions, like clicking a feature tab or opening a pricing accordion, are direct signals of interest. Time of day and locale help you choose tone and CTA urgency. Score those signals by confidence. Referrer and creative are high confidence. Click patterns are medium to high, depending on recency. Inferred persona from on-page behavior is medium.
When you score them, think in simple buckets: intent to buy, research, comparison, and support. Map each bucket to one clear micro message. For example, intent to buy gets pricing first messaging with a short form CTA. Comparison gets a side-by-side feature highlight. Research gets how-to content and social proof. Keep it one prioritized change per session so your brand doesn't start sounding schizophrenic.
Exactly. And a small note on signal hygiene. Combine signals into a relevance score. If UTM creative points to comparison and first click path is pricing compare, that's a high confidence match. But if signals disagree, default to a neutral on-brand experience or run the control. Simple tie-breaking rules avoid the wrong message problem.
Implementation patterns that don't require a full engineering sprint. I'll list four practical approaches: edge routing, client-side features lags with session storage, tiny serverless routing, and a no-code query param fallback you can run through your tag manager.
Edge routing. At the CDN or edge hook, you can inspect referrer and UTM, then rewrite the response to surface the right microsection or set a small session flag. It's fast and keeps personalization logic close to the request, which reduces latency.
Client-side feature flags plus session storage is the lowest barrier. Parse the referrer or UTM on page load, stash a short key in session like persona equals compare, and your front end shows the matched content block or CTA. No server changes, ephemeral by design, and easy to QA.
Serverless routing is the middle option. A small function reads the incoming request, applies lightweight mapping rules, and returns a variant token. Useful if you want an edge-like decision, but prefer server-side control or needs to touch caching headers.
Finally, the no-code fallback. Use query param templates in your ad links or campaign URLs. If the creative includes ?intent equals compare, your tag manager can read that and trigger a content swap. It's not elegant, but it ships fast and is auditable.
All great patterns. My focus is brand-safe mapping and UX guardrails, because relevance is useless if it breaks trust or voice. Start with a message mapping matrix. Rows are signals or buckets. Columns are copy, visual emphasis, and CTA variant. For each mapping, include a short justification. Why this swap improves clarity for that signal. Then enforce voice and visual consistency rules. Keep the main headline and hero imagery consistent. only change one microsection, or the primary CTA variant. If you swap copy, use the same brand tone and avoid introducing new metaphors that contradict your core messaging. This single change rule prevents tone fracture across channels. I also recommend a 5-question QA rubric that's fast to run before any variant goes live. 1, does the variant align with the ad promise? 2, is brand voice preserved? 3, is the visual consistent with the hero? 4, can we revert in under an hour? 5, are we storing no PII? If the answer to any is no, hold the change.
That QA rubric pairs nicely with the engineering guardrails. Use session, avoid persistent IDs, and log only aggregated event counts for experiment metrics. Also, include a short engineering review for any new mapping, so an engineer signs off that no raw session identifiers are being persisted server-side.
Okay, now the practical pilot, a 72-hour test you can spin up this week. Hypothesis template first. If we surface a comparison microsection to visitors who arrive from comparison creatives, then micro-conversions on feature comparison clicks will increase by X percent over control in 72 hours. Keep X realistic. 10 to 30% is reasonable for a focused micro-change.
Instrumentation checklist. 1. Capture the decision token, like persona equals compare, in session storage, but don't send PII. 2. Fire a non-identifying event when the variant is shown. 3. Track the downstream micro-conversion. That could be a click on a CTA, an accordion open, or a short form submit. 4. Keep a control cohort that sees the default page.
Minimum sample heuristics. For short pilots, aim for a minimum of a few hundred sessions per variant to get directional signals, more if conversion rates are low. The fastest wins are usually on pages with decent traffic where the micro-conversion is a click or short form. Those lift rates are easier to detect in 72 hours.
Experiment wiring and rollback. Wire your experiment so the default is the control and the personalized variant is clearly labeled. Make a rollback threshold ahead of time. For example, if conversion drops by more than 10% in the first 24 hours, revert immediately. And schedule qualitative check-ins, quick sales or support feedback at 24 and 72 hours to catch weird edge cases that metrics miss.
All right, quick live teardown. We'll map 3 session signals to on-page swaps, and I'll describe a minimal code or tag rule you can ship. First, UTM Creative indicates comparison. Swap, surface a 2-column feature comparison microsection beneath the hero and change the primary CTA to compare plants. Implementation, tag manager reads UTM campaign or UTM content and writes persona equals compare into session. Frontend checks session on Regger and unhides the comparison block.
Second, first click path shows blog/pricing. Swap. Promote a short pricing explainer paragraph above the fold and change the CTA to a low-friction See Monthly Pricing link. Tag rule. Capture the first internal click path via your analytics snippet and push a data layer event like first path equals pricing for the tag manager to act on.
Third, time of day/locality signal. Visitors from APAC in the morning get a subtle urgency tweak. Join our next regional webinar, limited seats today, or a local time indicator. Implementation, on load, detect time zone from the browser. Set persona equals APAC morning and toggle a localized CTA. Keep messaging neutral and brand aligned to avoid sounding opportunistic.
Short snippet of minimal code logic, high level. On page load, check URL params and document.refer. Apply simple rules to pick the highest confidence bucket. Write the bucket into session storage, then run a small DOM toggle that reveals the mapped microsection. No user ID, no server persistence. Quick rollback by removing the toggle or the tag role.
Key takeaways. 1. Start with high confidence ephemeral signals. Referrer, first click path, creative. 2. Limit personalization to a single highlighted section or CTA to reduce brand drift. 3. Instrument and run a tight 72-hour pilot with pre-sent rollback thresholds and quick qualitative checks.
We have a checklist and template bundle to make this painless. Hypothesis templates, the QA rubric, tag manager rule examples, and a minimal engineering review checklist. Subscribe and we'll send it to you. Plus, a short walkthrough so you can actually run the pilot this week. Let's decode.